We're in the heat of summer here, and we're glad to be in out of the hot. We hope wherever you are, it's not too hot and it's not too cold. God is so wonderful and He's so good. Brother Freedom is here, and we've gathered in this living room, and we're giving this living room to the Lord for His purposes. And we're thanking the Lord for anointing Brother Freedom today, and we pray that the Lord will anoint you and bless you today, and that your needs will be met. We're all needy, and we all need help. And God is the only one who can really give us the help we need. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for how you care for us. Thank you for the wonderful heaven that you've probably finished it already. It's near time for us to come home. Help us to be ready, Father, to meet you when Jesus comes. We ask for the help of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good afternoon, everybody. I guess it's time for us to get to going, so I'm just going to really pray that each one of you have a good day. I just, in many parts of the world where this word probably goes to, and we pray if you have a need, God will bless you. If you have any prayer requests, let us be known to us. We'll try to be with you through prayer, and we believe that God has the answers for the situation that we face. We thank you. We thank Him that He's so wonderful, so special, and He's very caring for us. So out there today, I just want to include each one of you for a mighty blessing. Father, we just pray for your people this day in a mighty way from heaven. We pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all powers of disturbance. Father, we pour out your blessing upon your people in a mighty way. We pray that you encourage them, uplift them, help them this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. We just pray that you'll touch the hearts of that one this day, that one that's discouraged, that one that's feeling so alone. I pray for those people that feel alone. I know how what that means feels myself. It's such a loneliness. If it wasn't for you, Lord, we'd be in trouble. Because you help us when we feel so alone sometimes. And you are that closeness, closer than life itself. And we thank you that you're part of us. And you realize what we're made of. We're made of just plain old dirt. And Father, we thank you for your caring, for your imparting your blessings upon us, helping us through the times of discouragement, the times of difficulties, the times of trials, of times when we fail you. You're there to help us, to forgive us, to strengthen us, to uphold us. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way this day. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I've really been feeling that we're to attack a sort of a subject. The Lord's been giving me certain directions on it. Be ye strong in the Lord and of power of His might. You know, that's a lot of Christians that are not really strong. And I'm not saying this to belittle them, but it's the truth. They really don't have a great prayer life. They don't really have a great faith aspect of God. And that those areas deplete us from having God's fullness. They tend to put us in a place of we're walking in unbelief because we're not sure of ourselves. When we're not sure, that makes us not believing. And so all these areas contribute to a total package of God's blessing that He wants to build within us, that we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. And the total aspect is that the perfect man of God might be perfectly furnished in all good works. And truly that's right. We start a child, when a child, I speak with a child, I understood a child, when I became a man, the Bible says I put away childish things. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. But that's a part of growing up in the Lord. Now, recently I had a stroke, and I have to work out, or I am working out every day other than Sundays. I work 6 days a week out in a gym. And I see that the more that we use this body, the more that renews itself. My legs were black and blue. I had scars, terrible things about this body of mine. It's not there now. A few months ago, I couldn't raise my right arm. But my legs were, I was very concerned because I could see that there was not enough blood circulation through my body. And I didn't realize I've worked on Caterpillar equipment, those kind of things. I didn't realize how the body works. But God really made a wonderful piece of equipment here that we are. And this body is made such that we have to work the heart to a certain rate every day if we want to get blood to certain realms of our body. And so most of us, it's not really concerned about what happens to their body, basically their toes are getting sort of dried up. They are. And there's place in your body that blood don't move. And your head's also the same way. But when you start really exercising, these areas start renewing and they rebuild and they heal. And I would not know why I see my legs, but my legs are really look good now. They changed drastically, and I was so concerned about my legs because my arms, if I lost one of them, I could still motivate. When you get with one leg, I see a man at the gym who has one leg, and I feel so for him because it really cripples you. And this is what all this leading up to spiritually. So we in life, we don't think about how crippled spiritually we become. And there's no strength, there's no power, there's no witness, we have nothing to even offer God. We're just basically living in God's realm, and He's merciful to us to let us be there, but we're not really no help to Him, no benefit. And if He needs us for a certain task, we got to say, Lord, I'm not here today. He said, I see you're not here. Oh, God wants us to bring us that place that we can be ready. You know, like the military, you have to be ready at that time to be able to take up your whatever you have to do, to be responsible. And that's the way it is spiritually. Every day of our life should be an assignment from God. You know, if we're at home like here, there should be something in our life that brings us into the presence of God. We can seek God, and God has numerous blessings. You know, I've had so much fun the last 20, 30 years, but I have sought God. And I know that is a secret. We must come to God seeking Him. And then Jeremiah said, if we will truly seek for Him, we will surely be found in Him. The problem is, we do not seek God. We accept it as a package that where I'm going to be, everything's going to be pie in the sky, and I'm going to get to live my life upon earth, and I'm going to go to my church, and my church and me, and we're going to make it think that, all right, and when I get ready, humpty-dumpty, when I die, I'm going to be flying through the sky, and everything's going to be, but it don't work that way. Because there's problems that come against us. And those problems were principalities, powers, workers of iniquity, all the things of the evilness work against us. Unless we have God's incorporation of His mighty blessing upon us, we can't defend ourselves like we should. There's powers, there's situations that face us so slowly and deteriorate so slowly, we don't see that we're incapable to be able to be function. We find ourselves like I had that stroke. I'm laying flat on my back and I'm saying, what's wrong? But that's what we are spiritually. We go for years, and pretty soon we go into Sunday school class. Maybe on a Sunday morning, we might say one little word or two little words. We might make two or three prayers for the week, and we might say, well, I've done a little bit. No, we're not doing enough. This body, the physical body, you can't work very long here for even the Lord unless we work on this body. But also the spiritual man is the man that's going to live forever. And we need to start working out our salvation with fear and heavy trembling. Be ye strong, Lord, and power of might. We might be able to put on the whole armor of God. You know, we see that there's many of people in the Bible, by the confession of their tongue, got them in trouble. Samson, he finally confessed to Delilah. You know, she kept getting to him. So we should not tell the enemy our secrets. If there's going to be a name of this service today, don't tell the enemy your secrets. Don't be too eager to share your problems. Because there's somebody out there that's going to help stomp you down. And God doesn't wish for us to share some things that we get so loosely with. We're to work out God with our power. We must realize that we are as a two-edged sword. We're working with fire, power, with anointing. And any time we tear ourselves down, then we dismiss God's power. We're really building the fire under our own framework. And we're destroying our own works. So I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. We got to speak positive. We got to speak practical. We got to speak in the direction of God's Holy Ghost. We got to call upon Him, and He will answer us, and He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. But we have a tendency of getting out here and confessing things that bring us down. In Ephesians, it says, don't even speak about those things that are done in darkness. We're not even speak about them. They're not good for us. And when we confess something, it can do damage sometimes. We need to release light. You see, when we start speaking these bad things, then we're speaking powers that can actually bring us back down. We're like the Word of God. God heals us through a Word. Now, our Word keeps us alive. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches for honor and glory. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask or think according to the power that works within us. Our tongue, the creative force, is God. That is how God built this universe, and that's how we work with God, that we come to a certain status that He can speak to us, and as we speak it, it comes to pass. I know myself, and I bring things to pass. I can speak things into existence because God allows it, and that's what He wishes for. But we have to be careful and critical to ourselves that we don't let anything come to our tongue that would defeat us. We are the living epistles of God, and how we're read is how we act, how we move out by the Spirit of God, and we start criticizing ourselves to the death. We are built by God. And we can't come against God. So we need to really be careful how we even talk about ourselves. And we've got to be double careful how we talk about our brothers, our sisters. We got to encourage them. We got to uplift them. We got to walk in victory. We got to walk in God's power, God's anointing, that we'll be strengthened from God's heaven. God wants to bring a power upon His people in this last hour that's never been developed before. And God's bringing it into existence. There's going to be signs, wonders, powers, things that we've never seen before, because in the short hour that God's going to have a time span, very shortly, it's going to be the last hour for the church. And when that hour is, we need to be where we ought to be and not speaking any guile, no unbelief. We need to be registered with God that we're going to take off with Him at that moment of time and have that awareness, that we're walking in His victory, walking in His promises, walking in His blessing, walking in His belief. We're going to see great and mighty things done because we're walking in His love, walking in His power. But we can get like Samson, fall asleep. The allurement of things. The Lord spoke to me this morning so clearly that we, the people, have a tendency of caring about this world so much that we forget about what's going to bring us out of this world. That's the love of God. And that caring for this world is something that the enemy puts into our minds, wants us to remember that things were in darkness. And really, when we remember, we're going back, like Israel, we're going backwards. He that looketh back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. God saved us not to look back. God saved us, we've incorporated His love. We're looking toward heaven. We're not looking to the things of this world. I'm looking for the help, God, to help me get out of this world. But I don't need what's in this world as my crutch, as my support, but I need the living God. I need His living power. I need that living charisma that comes from heaven. I need that living life. All that healing power. The power of God to come down to touch us, to reestablish us, to re-erect us. Because we are made as such that through the night we decay. We can go to a good service in the daytime. By next morning you may not feel that way. It's the power of darkness. So we got to treat it as such because our body is going to go be changed in a twinkling of an eye. To get that change, we got to get our spirit changed. We got to have a new insight from God. We need to have that power, the anointing of God that breaks the yoke, the Spirit of God that's alive. We have a live spirit. We're alive unto God, dead unto sin. We need that. We're going to have to establish that by the will of God. But we got to do it by being strong, Lord. And it's like working out. You've got to work out every day if you want to be strong. It's not once a week, twice a week. You may not do it all the time, but you got to give a little bit of time. And that's with the Lord. We're going to have to give Him a little time every day. You're going to have to give Him a little first quality time. Seek ye first His kingdom. Because God's given us a supernatural blessing that's coming through heaven. And nobody's seen it before. He's bringing down the framework of eternal life. He's bringing down His people will not die there. They're going to be resurrected and living for reality forever and ever with His blessings upon us. And this is something that's never really been sought for before, but God's bringing it into existence very fast. And we're going to seek God with all of our hearts. We're going to seek Him with all of our soul. It's going to be a privilege, and it should be, said the Lord our God. Oh, His blessings forevermore. He gives us grace. He gives us patience. Everything that God is, He will give to us as His child. Everything that He's made of, we can have it. We got to want it. We need to desire it. I want what God has. I don't know what it's all to be attainable, but we should all want to be the very best child that God has. That should be our desire. And that's a lot of, but we need to obtain that. We need to seek for that. We need to call upon God with a true heart, with a true motive, because there's many that's going to be missing. And we need to care about the unlovable. We need to care about the unsaved. We need to care about the unrighteous. We need to pray for them. We need to uplift them. We need to encourage. But our prayers constantly should go out to the unredeemed, for those that have not hope. That we have a feeling for them, that we care for them. We're not up here and showing off as we're somebody. We're caring for them because they are our brother, our sister. We need to be that lifeline that God can use. He uses us in an area that He can't do within Himself. Because God can call 10,000 angels and do anything in this world. But He uses people like you and me. We live in a natural body. We hear everything in the natural world the same as everybody else, but there's one thing difference in our spirit. It beams up to heaven. It beams up to the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. We're not hearing the drummer of this world. We're hearing from our Heavenly Father. For the last few years, I can say I hear from Him probably better than I hear from people. And He is always constant. He is always there with you. He will never leave you. He will never abuse you. He will never forsake you. His eyes are over the righteous, and He cares for you. You know, we go to this many times, the place that we, some people have it, like to toot their own horns and say their own thing. But the best thing, I think, in God's spiritual life, that each one of us live it as unto God, and don't get out here and just say a lot of things that we just, but live it. We should be read of men. They should see through us. Say, they got, brother, you got something. Sister, you got something. I watch what do you have? But we need that. We need that assurance. God is with us. And He is with us. He'll never forsake us. But we need to be strong in the Lord. And the power of might, we might put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand the evil day, and having done all to stand. That's the part we need to do. Having done all, we're still going to stand. Nothing's going to shake us. We're going to walk in God's works. His works are everywhere. We need to walk softly in His presence. That your feet be shod for the preparation of gospel peace. Praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And this is where we start leaving the road. Many of us really don't pray in the Spirit. Many of us don't really pray close to the Lord. Many of us don't listen to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be obedient. We're not really truly through the week. Are we truly hearing God right down closely to the nitty-gritty? We're sort of getting close, but we leave it to a pastor. We leave it to some individual whom God wants us to have that individual encounter with Him that's so special. that that anointing flows out of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaketh. There's a power of the living God within us. His Spirit moves upon us and travails many blessings. And when this happens, you can do great things in the Lord. Because you can't do them, but God through you will do them. He motivates you, and that all we have to be as waiting. They that wait upon the Lord. If we wait upon God, He will really use us. He has me, and He's going to continually do it. He will you. He will meet everywhere out throughout the world. He will meet your need. He will bless you beyond what you're able to even comprehend. I remember a couple of years ago, I was working in a little bitty small shop, and I didn't really see many people coming in, and I was very concerned. I said, Lord, what am I in this little place here, and I don't see many people. Just let my light shine, Lord. Just go, keep on. So they got this old lady, and she started coming in, and she was so terrible. And I started feeling sorry for her, and I got seeing concern for her because, you know, she was up in her late years of life. The time she should have been having an encounter with the Lord, she was having the opposite. She's having bad days. She's having problems. And one morning, she started to leave. The Lord says, tell her to have a good day. I says, would you have a good day? She says, what did you say to me? I said, have a good day. She went 3 or 4 times. But you know, God knew what she needed. And I've seen these things over and over and over. That God in the grocery store, wherever you are, you can be a light that shines for God. Great things can happen if you're where you should be. You know, about 2 weeks later, her whole life changed. Totally changed. Her grandson came and she brought her grandson in. But her life has changed because the Spirit of God says, have a good day, lady. Now, I could have went out there and tried to preach her sermon, but it wouldn't have worked. But God says, have a good day. And she says, no one's told me to have a good day for years. So she says, I perceive that you're a man of God. That's what she said. I said, I'm just here. And I said, I'll pray for you. And when I prayed for her, her life changed. And I could tell you story after story of these same kind of situations. God has us to be for His people, men of all men. We walk. Like that word says, that we might be strong in the Lord and the power of might. You know, I've seen people that try to pray for people. They can't pray. They're not that close. But I've seen other people pray and things happen. What's the difference? It's the heart of the individual. It's where they're at with God. And see, we can fake some things in life. We can make adjustments, try to get by. When we get down to nitty gritty, push to shove, that's when it takes God to do strange things. To bring healing, to bring readjustments, to bring vast blessings. All these wonderful things that God can do, and He wishes that we do it in through Him. That we will be that vessel that God can use for His glory. It's been such a wonderful life that I've walked for the last few years. I've never shined out in the lights of churches like that, but out in the street, I've seen God move mightily. About every day, I've seen Him touch mightily. And I've come to a place that I think Jesus would have been out like I am too. You know, sometimes where there's glitter, you don't see the power of God. I think we really need to see where God would have us be. And not be following the leader. Many times we go as people follow. But we should follow the Lord. And I think that's the greatest tragedy that's happened to most Christian people. They follow people instead of the Lord. You know, and I guess that's what happened to me as many years ago. I said, I'm not going to follow people. And they told me I was bullheaded, everything else. Told me that I was rebellious, but I started following God. It's paid off. Follow God. Follow what God has for you. Don't give up what you have. Don't be too easy to say, well, I'll try this here. No, you hang on to what you got. Stand fast before you move. Be strong in the Lord. We have a tendency of wanting to go over to the other side of the fence and try new pastures. And God says, you're doing fine where you are. We just need to be more stable where we are. We need to move in God's time. And that's why we need to call upon God. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to pray in that heavenly language. We need to walk in His softness. And one thing will really help us all if we start walking in His love. Because there's nothing can duplicate God's love. For His love is something special. Oh, when that joy comes down like a river, it brings in the aroma of God's blessings. It brings you down to a place of having peace. God wants us to have perfect peace. And we can have that perfect peace. We can't find it in the way of the world. We can't find it in the way of Satan. We find it as we start standing up for the things that are right, walking honestly, just walking in humility, walking all the platform that God's given us. Being strong in the Lord is walking with no hypocrisy, no lying, walking justly, walking in His counsel, in His direction. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly or not so, we're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. God will keep us the way of all troubles if we start walking in his power. There is no good thing will God withhold from them that walk upright before him. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's blessings. And we need to really seek God in a way that we can hold on to what God's given us. God's given us a vision. Without vision, my people perish. God's coming back through the clouds of glory. We need to keep that in our heart. That God's given me a vision of Jesus. And I'm going to hold on to that vision to the time that he takes me home. I'm going to look to that day. I'm going to seek that day. I'm going to call upon God. And God will answer me. He will help us through these days. God bless you all today. I pray that God will bless you this day. But we all need to be strong in the Lord. And we're going to have to start exercising. We're going to have to start studying the Bible. We're going to have to look at the Bible. We've got to pray. We've got to call upon God. We're going to have to just the old-fashioned way. You know, because I thought today, you know, about, they used to say revivals. Revivals are good, but revivals are short, are a fast cut to getting God's blessing. The old-fashioned way is being, staying on our knees, praying, living for God. We need to live in God. We need to live there and say, I'm going to live there. Nothing's going to shake me. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable on the Lord. Always abound in the work, Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. We cannot stand on our own way things that we thought was so sure of ourselves. We got to know that God is my strength. That I'm unmovable. Be steadfast, unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. God be for us, who can be against us. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.